Legend has it that there were three yacht clubs in Dunleary: the National Yacht Club, the Royal Irish, and then the Royal St. George Yacht Club, known as the Yobs, the Knobs and the Snobs. But as our regular contributor Hugh Oram tells us, there were many more clubs in the harbour than that.
Nowhere is the fraternity of the sea, especially among yachtsmen and women, more evident than in and around Dunleary Harbour. It's absolutely bursting with yachting and sailing clubs, as well as having by far the largest marina in the country. In many ways, the granddaddy of all the clubs is the Royal St. George Yacht Club, which has a remarkably fine clubhouse overlooking the harbour. It was designed by an architect called Mulvaney, who produced a beautiful Palladian-style villa. The clubhouse opened in 1843, but even at that stage, it was too small for the then membership of the club, but the soon-to-be-built extensions fitted well with the original building. This club had been founded in 1838 by a group of sailing enthusiasts who even then found the River Liffey too foul for their hobby. One of those founders was the Marquis Cunningham, who persuaded Queen Victoria to bestow the title Royal on the new club. Its burgee features the St. George's Cross, and this is probably the reason why the club was renamed the Royal St. George Yacht Club in 1847, and it's known today simply as the George. Over the past 50 years or so, the club's facilities have been much upgraded, and the club continues its long tradition of sailing and cruising. Membership doesn't come cheap, although there's no joining fee for new members, but a family membership costs around €1,800 a year. The club also has reciprocal arrangements with equally prestigious yachting clubs around the world, including six in the whole of Ireland. Two of those are the Royal Irish Yacht Club and the National Yacht Club, also both based in Dunleary. The Royal Irish Yacht Club slightly predates its illustrious compatriot, since it had been established in Dunleary since 1831. Apart from its obvious main activity, sailing, which includes 50 years of junior sailing, the club puts equal emphasis on all its social activities. Its members' dinner, held every April, is the longest-running tradition in the club, where members can also enjoy the tranquility of the drawing room or even learn new dance steps. Outstanding dining and clubhouse facilities are advertised as part of the club's charm, even outings to the Blackwater Valley Opera Festival at the end of May and beginning of June. The National Yacht Club also goes back to the 19th century, 1871. It was founded then as the Kingstown Royal Harbour Boat Club, and there are indications that what was probably a commercial sailing venture existed on the site before then. And when its clubhouse was built, it cost the grand sum of £4,000. Then the club went through three changes of name before finally settling on its present title. In 1872, it became the Kingstown Harbour Boat Club, changing it again in 1881 to the Kingstown Harbour Yacht Club, and then in 1901 becoming the Edward Yacht Club. Then in 1931 came its present name, the National Yacht Club, when the Earl of Granard became its Commodore. He had previously been Commodore of the North Shannon Yacht Club. It has another unique feature as well. It's the only yacht club in Ireland that is entitled to use the state harp on its ensign. The National Yacht Club has a wide-ranging and very busy sailing programme, including the Kinsale Sovereigns at the end of June, the Volvo Dunleary Regatta from the 11th to the 14th of July. Another sailing club is equally venerable, the Dublin Bay Sailing Club, founded in 1884, and including the Royal Alfred Club, founded in 1857. The Dublin Bay Club is the largest yacht racing organisation in Ireland, and in all probability, the largest in these islands, eclipsing anything in Britain. The club has 1,300 elected members and provides regular weekly racing for upwards of 320 yachts, all classes from ocean-going 40-footers to single-handed dinghies. Its racing courses are designed around 26 marked points in Dublin Bay. And on certain Saturdays in June and July, the club makes way for the annual one-day regattas of the four local yacht clubs. And every 2 years, the Volvo Dunlera Regatta takes place, organised jointly by the clubs. Yachting in what was then Kingstown Harbour, now Dunlera Harbour, was for long the privilege of the wealthy elite, but the arrival of fibreglass boats helped democratise sailing and reduce the snobby element. Newer clubs have helped make sailing far more accessible. The Dunlera Motor Yacht Club was founded in 1965 for all types of craft and sailing, and it too has full onshore facilities. St Michael's Rowing Club in the Coal Harbour goes back to the early 1920s, although its antecedents go right back to the 18th century, long before any of the other clubs were thought of. The Water Wag Club was founded in 1887 for sailing parties, and wags can still be seen sailing in the harbour on Wednesday evenings from now until mid-September. The Irish Youth Sailing Club on the West Pier has a vital part to play in encouraging junior sailors, although its enrolment for 2019 is now full. The club has been going strong for the best part of 40 years, and its clubhouse is a modest, cottage-like building, a total contrast to the grandeur of the Royal St George Yacht Club. The other important aspect of sailing out of Dunlera is the marina with 820 berths. It was opened in 2001 after 15 years of resistance to the plan by a group led by the late Dr. John de Courcy Ireland, whose 13th anniversary fell recently. And for people who don't have the social or sailing clout to join one of the clubs in Dunlera, there's a boatyard in the Coal Harbour for sailors who don't have access to the yacht clubs or storage facilities. Truly, sailing in Dunlera has been well democratised, providing facilities for anyone who wants to take to the waters of Dublin Bay, making the harbour a remarkable sailing hub by world standards.
Hugh Oram.